At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast, premiering Wednesday, October 1st. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Moore, a.k.a. Angel Tanksley, a.k.a. That Chick Angel, That Chick Angel, Angel, That Chick Angel. And let me tell you, that won't be the only time I sing during this podcast, but what I will do right now is kick it over to my very handsome husband, who's also the other host of this podcast. Tell him who you are, baby.
I am Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, the other host of This Is Gonna Cause an Argument. Hey, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. It's a podcast we do every single week, and we talk about pretty much anything we damn well please. And we do that with our immediate family. Our immediate family, we call them immediate family because we are close, okay? We like family, and you can be a part of that immediate family. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/thatchickangel, sign up for the low, low of $5 a month, and get in on all the goodness, all the stuff that ain't put out there publicly. You know, we have private conversations over here, and that's what happens. We also joined by two sponsors.
The two sponsors are BetterHelp, and we have a new sponsor, Duncan and Stone Paper Company. I'll tell you more about them later on the podcast, and hopefully if they have a product or a service that you're interested in, that you will give them a try by using our UR code. And typically there is a discount, so y'all go ahead and get into it. If you're watching the podcast right now, you can see we have a little special guest here that is if you're in my camera, you can see there's a little special guest here, our youngest Amar is in the building. But if you're not watching, know that you can watch on YouTube at That Chick Angel TV, and you can listen wherever podcasts are found. How are you feeling, babe? Are you still sleepy?
I think I'm just tired. I don't know. I think I'm good. I don't know what it is. I do feel a little low energy. I went to bed late.
What time did you get in bed? Saturday night.
And I woke up really. I only got like 2.5 hours of sleep because I woke up early to go to a car show in Long Beach. Mm-hmm. And then last night, we had company over, but I don't think I dozed off on the couch, but I don't think I got in bed prior to 1.
Last night we got in bed at 1?
1 or 2.
I have no idea.
It was about 1 or 2, but I laid there and I couldn't fall asleep. So I took, they're not a sponsor today, but I took me some Next Evo. And that knocked me. That helped a whole lot. And I woke up late today.
I had gone downstairs, did all the dishes from the retreat or pre-treat. I'm talking about all the pizza pans, all the containers for the punches and stuff. Put all that stuff up. Went upstairs, was running bath water, about to get me and Amar in the bathtub. And I was like, why is my husband still in the bed? It was our usual go time for the podcast. We tried to start shooting by 10:30, which means we need to leave the house by 10. It was 9:40. Yeah, it was 9:40. And I was like, babe, you plan on getting up anytime? So he's like, what time is that? I was like, almost 10 o'clock. He was like,
oh, shit.
So...
And the thing is, I didn't want to, the reason I ended up needing some Next Evo, because I didn't want to do the same thing I did the night before, is I already went to bed late and I laid there and could not fall asleep. Mm-hmm. Like, could not fall asleep. But by then, I was like, I got to get up really early and or leave out early because I'm trying to get down to Long Beach by 8 o'clock by the time this event starts. And I was like, I'm not going to take anything to help me sleep at this point. But I'm also got, I got to set an alarm and everything. So I was like, I ain't doing that again. So I said, let me go on and take this. And y'all, I was knocked out.
Listen, I fully understand. Nexivo, be strong. Like he said, it is not a sponsor of today's podcast. They have been previous sponsors. And that stuff be working. I don't do the sleep one.
I do the sleep complex, the four power one. Not the little gel one, the little cute one. I do have one that's a pill.
No, not the gummy.
The gummy, yeah.
You don't do the gummy. Well, I take the calm one. But yeah, no, that stuff be working. Anyways, I just realized what I did not prepare for today, and I'm mad at myself because there's no way I can do it quickly while we're in the middle of the podcast. I'm so mad at myself. Maybe I took a picture. I'm going to check. Anyways, let's go ahead and start off with in my feelings.
Let me tell you what's got me in my feelings.
I got something making me feel good.
Please, sir. Well, explain what it is, and then
in my feelings, that's something...
Oh my God.
In my feelings, it's something that's got us feeling some type of way negatively, and then something that's got us feeling good. You want me to go?
Yeah.
Let me tell you what's got me feeling some type of way negatively. Look, y'all, when I stepped away from my
9 to 5,
I thought I was done having, I didn't think I was done. I thought I would have to have less, with the kind of conversations, am I saying? Less. I thought I would have to check people less than what I ended up having to check people than what, you know what I'm saying?
What do you mean, check folk?
So, basically, I don't know, some of y'all may know, we went camping. Long story short, somebody was riding a bike, ran into the side of my truck, and dented it, had to go get that repaired. Had to take it to get repaired. Anyway, I got it back. The repair, I'm not happy with. They got overspray on other side, on the other parts of my car. It looks like, you know, I got these little piano black panels on the car. Looked like they had something taped or setting against it, and that looks like it's scratched up. I can see where somebody done set a drink on my hood. There's like a ring on it.
Oh my gosh, you didn't tell me that.
That stuff will come off. You can see and feel like overspray when they spray a car. If you don't cover everything up, it's almost like paint is gonna dry on the surface, and it's like a rough feeling. So I didn't see all this because it was hot. Yeah. And I was in a rush when I was picking up my car. So now I got to take it back up there and say, hey, I'm going to need y'all to address all of this stuff. Two, I went to a car show yesterday. I'm driving back, and I was in my Continental, and the car starts smoking. I can see smoke coming out the back. I'm like, what is that? I pull over once, didn't see anything. It wasn't smoking. I'm like, that's weird. Get on the road again. Driving for about 10, 15 minutes. I see it again. I pull over. I'm like, what is this? I check under, and that's when I see it looks like it's dripping like a little bit of transmission fluid. I'm thinking it's somehow getting on the exhaust, which is hot, and that's what's causing it to smoke. So I call around to a couple of, you know, Lincoln Continental experts, classic experts or whatever, before I kept driving. I'm like, you know, what's up? So one mechanic, he was like, yeah, no, which I already knew. Transmission fluid is flammable. You need to get it towed. So I called the Lincoln expert. They was like, no, as long as your transmission is not in danger of going empty, you'll be good. I said, yeah, it's not dripping that bad, but it is dripping. And I got transmission fluid in my trunk, so I'm not worried about it. And then I call another one. He ends up hitting me back. He ends up calling me. And he's telling me, no, that's not what it is. That's not what it is. It's not what it is. What you need to do. So he's telling me to check under the car. Long story short, this man, the way this dude started talking to me, he got crazy. He said, no, see, you're about to frustrate me because you should see this right here. I'm still an hour from the house. And for the most part, I know a lot of times he has good advice on these Continentals. So I was like, I'm not going to snap at him right now because I actually need his help.
Right.
But the next time I talk to him, he's getting cussed smooth out. And I'm probably going to call him today.
Oh,
because we got off the phone. I was like, you know what? I was like, yeah, that ain't it. I said, you know what? Thank you so much. I went. He's like, all right, man. Good luck. Just let me know if you need anything else. I went out and got off the phone. He has no idea the conversation that's coming to him.
Oh, he was definitely.
He has no idea the conversation is about to come to him.
Well, I wonder why he. So he just felt like you didn't know what you were doing, and the fact that you were, I guess, not negating, but like having things to say back to what he
no,
was saying.
No, I'm just listening. I'm like, dude, he's like, so you know where your master cylinder is and your booster pump to your brakes. I'm like, yeah. He said, look directly under that. That's going to be the power steering housing. I'm like, okay, I see that. He said, so there should be two fittings coming from that. One of those is probably leaking. I said, I don't see any fittings coming from this. There's no way that you don't see this. Oh,
that already just made my neck hurt.
I was like, how about I just send you a picture of what I'm looking at? So, no, I don't need a picture. I don't need a picture. I'm telling you, all you got to do. So then we sitting there talking. Eventually, he's like, go ahead. Yeah, send me a picture of your engine bay so I can walk through this. So then he was like, so you should see the windshield wiper motor. I'm like, dude, I don't see. He said, it's right there. How do you not see the windshield wiper motor? So I sent him a picture. I was like, only thing I see coming from the middle, I said, there's two hoses coming out of a wall. Mm-hmm. He said, that's your windshield wiper motor. I said, that's not a motor. It's two hoses coming out of a wall. Oh, well, I don't know what's going on with your car. I said, you know what?
Jesus.
You know what?
Jesus.
The thing is, look, my car made it home fine. I ended up driving it. It didn't smoke no more. I drove a full, like I said, all the way down to Long Beach, all the way back. Other than those two times of smoke, road fine is fine. I don't even, the conversation, he think I'm going to be calling him to thank him.
Oh Lord. And who, what guy?
It's gonna go. I've never used him. I've only called him. He's the one that put me in touch with the guys that ended up rebuilding my engine and transmission because they're closer. Like, he's helped me out a lot. Like, he's been like, nope, don't do this. Call these guys. They're closer to you. Blah, blah, blah. I've even like cash apped him like, you know, $50 here and there because I'm like, you've given me valuable information.
Yeah.
But this conversation is probably gonna sever that.
Because you just want him to know that you didn't appreciate
it. Oh, absolutely. I'm not the one.
I feel you.
The conversation's over and done with. The car's home. You still going to catch this smoke.
No, I feel you. I feel you sometimes.
What good will it do? It's just going to make me feel better.
You're like, I will have got it off of my chest.
I'm getting it off my chest. Yeah. It ain't going to help nobody. It ain't going to help him. It ain't going to help me, but it is going to help me. No, it could help him. It is going to help me.
And it could help him.
It's about to set. It might. I don't know.
Meaning,
I'm going to start it off. You know what? I appreciate you taking my phone call. I appreciate the help you're giving me. And then after that, I'm gonna remove that little pebble from the bottom of that avalanche and let the hill slide. And I'm looking forward
to
it.
You didn't tell me none of this.
Because it was so much positivity.
For the day?
To the evening, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Because I'm feeling some kind of way. Because then I can talk about the positive.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness gracious. First,
I can't wait.
What's got me feeling some type of way, feeling good, is that this show is sponsored by or brought to you by BetterHelp. So there are some non-negotiables I have when it comes to self-care. One, might sound kind of crazy to y'all, is that I have to have an actual bath at least once a week. I mean, an actual fill up the tub, bubbles, bath salts, oils, all the things. I want my body to feel as though I care about it, and I want to be able to just relax it because I'm always ripping and running. Because when your schedule is packed, with kids, activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. Even when we know what makes us happy, it's hard to make time for it when you're really busy. But when you feel like there's no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. Therapy has always been put on my self-care day because I know that therapy is for me. Yes, there's the secondary benefit of the healthier I am mentally, the better I can be a mom, the better I can be a wife, the better I can be a friend. But at the end of the day, I want to be my best self. And the only way I can do that is if I take care of myself mentally and prioritize therapy. So if you're thinking about giving therapy a try, you should definitely try BetterHelp. It's online, so it allows it to be flexible and affordable. You can do it anywhere at any time. All you do is fill out a brief survey and they will be able to put you with a licensed therapist. Now, here's the part that I really love. If you and your therapist don't really get along, and when I say don't really get along, I mean you don't feel like this is the therapist for you, you can change at any time at no additional cost. I think that's one of the best things you could get because that means that they really want you to have the right fit so that you can have the best experience with therapy possible. So never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/argue today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/argue.
Argue.
So you want me to start with what's got me feeling good?
Oh, what's got you feeling some kind of way?
Oh, we start with that first. Yeah. Yes, I know.
You always forget that.
Because I didn't mind starting with bad. You're the one who, I mean, good.
No, you always end on a high note. We done been over this.
That's your opinion, so I'm going to do it.
The audience agrees, too. They want to see us end on a high note.
How you know they agree?
Put it in the chat, y'all.
Anyways, what's got me feeling some kind of way is that I threw a pre-treat for an organization I've been a part of for a very long time. I helped to charter the chapter that is here in LA, and it's Mocha Moms. And what a pre-treat is something that I made up. So let me try to quickly give you a synopsis of what I mean. We have been doing retreats for at least 7 out of the 10 years we've been in existence. And a lot of times they are overnight. I think all but one have been overnight, and they're typically not in the city of LA. So we go to the outskirts, like Temecula, Palm Springs, Pasadena. Well, there are people who have really young kids that can't leave them over the weekend because no kids are allowed, or there are people who just literally can't afford to do a girls' trip, or there are people who just don't want to go. Anyways, I used to be that girl prior to this group. There was another mom group I was in that I never got to go on any of their retreats. I could never afford to go. And the way me and Marcus's life was set up, I honestly did not feel comfortable after he had worked a 40-hour plus week being like, okay, now I want you to watch the kids all weekend. Because at that time, my work was so spotty. Not that taking care of the kids wasn't full-time work. I just understood that that wasn't the life we lived. That the weekend was the one time that we both could focus on our family.
40 was a short week.
Right. So anyway, I was like, I know there are other women that are in my shoes, so I want to throw something that's going to happen in LA. It's not overnight. And it is going to be called the pre-treat because we're still going to do an overnight retreat. We're going to Vegas this year. But I was like, for those ladies who just cannot get to Vegas, I want them to still feel loved on. I want them to bond with the members of the chapter. I want there to be relaxation because our chapter is about 200 members, right? So I planned this great pre-treat. And there's a couple of things that irked my nerves. One, my committee was kind of non-existent. What I mean by that, two women who had volunteered, bless their heart, they could not actually come to the pre-treat because it was their birthday weekend. So they were only available for ideas, and truly I didn't really use any of their ideas. Because the idea of the pre-treat was mine, I had very strong vision of what this was supposed to be. The other person that was on the committee, all the things she agreed to do, she did none of them. So I ended up doing them. So I was like, that didn't irritate me as much as I decided I wanted to do a surprise guest. I was going to do this the first year that I've thrown this is my second time throwing the retreat, being the committee chair. The first year I was going to surprise them and Niecy Nash agreed to come. She was like, oh, yeah, I'll come and speak to the ladies and encourage them. However, she had a drastic schedule change at the last minute, so she wasn't able to come. I never tell them that there's going to be a surprise guest because I don't want people to be disappointed. So this year, I was going to ask, I was going to ask Niecy, but then I was like, you know what? I'm going to see if Tab is in town, Tabitha Brown. And I was like, if she's in town, I'm going to see if she can drop by for 10 minutes. Now, mind you, I don't like to ask my famous friends for favors like that. I don't, because I don't want them to ever think that I'm misusing our friendship. However, for this, I don't necessarily mind asking the favor. One, because these people, a lot of them see this as a part of their ministry, meaning being able to encourage other Black women. Now, mind you, Tab gets paid to do that, though. So I really was feeling kind of like, oof, I really don't want to ask. But the Lord was kind of tugging on me to be like, just ask her. Just ask. She might say yes. So she does. Tab shows up. the women are surprised. Like, we had just did a sound bath. When they wake up, I'm like, you guys, y'all are all black moms. There's like 70 women here. Y'all all black moms. And I figured, what better way to have this little mini retreat than to have America's favorite mom come and carry it, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, my personal friend, Tabitha Brown. Tabitha comes out. Tabitha looks amazing, per usual. I expected Tabitha just to come say hello and be like, y'all keep doing what you're doing. I'm encouraging y'all. Y'all are great moms, blah, blah, blah. Tabitha prepared a mini sermonette, okay? She came with a word from the Lord for these women. I was utterly shocked. Tab had notes, honey, and was like, and then the Lord told me, and I was like, oh my gosh. So afterwards, I was just like, oh my God, to the group. I said, know that we cannot afford this woman. We don't have it in our budget, nor will we ever, to be able to afford to have this woman come to us. So I just want to say thank you again, Tab, for doing this, for finding the grace in your heart. I said, so I want y'all to understand right now, there will be no individual photos with Tabitha. We will take one group picture, and then we're going to let her go home. Dad was like, oh, Angel, you know I don't mind. I said, I know you don't, but I do. It's going to take too long. And also, I'm be honest, I don't know these all these women like it. And I also want to protect my friends. I don't know what some of these women might try to say to her. I don't want nobody pitching her a TV show. I don't want none of that. We take the group picture. When I tell you, there was still some heifers that came up to her asking for individual photos. And I'm not the type to be like, okay, guys. I'm like, no. I said no. This is my tone. Tab was like, Angel. I said, Tab, I'm about to cuss these women out. She was like, don't do that. I said, I am, because I feel like I made it really clear. I made that boundary very, very clear that we're not doing this. That you came and you did this out of the love and out of doing me, your friend, a favor. And that is the end of it. We are not going to extend your energy. We are not going to extend your having to give more like to folk. No, you already went above and beyond. Like, you were the treat. They should be, if they want to take a picture of you, is what I wanted to say. When you come out with another book, they need to just go see you on book tour and buy a book and go to the book signing, because you take pictures with everybody there. It was only like four, maybe six people out of the 60 who tried it, but it ruined the rest of that event for me. It took me forever to shake it, because it felt like I had done so much work to make this event beautiful, to make this event something that they would feel like, oh my goodness, this was just exactly what I needed. And y'all couldn't give me, because this was all volunteer. I didn't get paid to do this. I volunteered to do this. All I needed y'all to give me was respect of a boundary that I put when it came to my friend. That's it. That's all. So that had me feeling some type of way. And I said, I'll never do another damn thing. That's what I said I won't do. And Kennedy was with me. Kennedy was working like a Hebrew and an African slave. All of the ones that you can think of in the past that had horrible living conditions, that is how Kennedy was working. We both were. So, and I'm like not complaining about the work, even though it would have been nice to have a robust committee so that I wasn't doing so much and so that Kennedy could have had a little bit more support. But I was fine with doing that if y'all can just respect some of the boundaries. I didn't ask y'all to hold y'all's breath for 30 minutes. I just said, don't ask this woman for no individual pictures. Y'all can say, I love you. I love your stuff. Thank you for coming. Y'all can do stuff like that. But because what it becomes is that once one person does it, then another person does it, then another person does it, then another person does it. So let's not. So you just talking about it pissed me off again. Dad was like, I really don't mind. And Hope, who travels with Tab, was like, Tab, you about to get these people in trouble. I said, yep. Only person I didn't mind was the young lady that I paid to help us run the front desk. And she got so nervous. She sent a message to her mama thinking that I was mad at her for taking a picture. I said, I don't mind you asking. You little 16-year-old. That's fine. These grown-ass women, though, respect what the hell I said. Oh, Jesus. Jesus be a waymaker. Anyway. What's got you feeling good, babe?
I mean, the chat unanimously agreed with me on In and on High Note.
Well, good. Okay, so now what's got me feeling good?
Go ahead.
No, I'm just playing.
What's got me feeling good? Oh, going to this car show yesterday, y'all. It was so black and such a good time. Me personally, I've never been to an event that black dealing with cars. It was probably in the number of cars and people. I'm throwing a number out there, just what it looked like. It was probably at least 500 to 600 cars out there. 99% ownership black. I think I saw one Asian guy. I only saw one Asian guy drive a real dope like 42 Mercury up in there. All the other owners that as far as I could see, were black. Mm. The car club, I think it's called Black Classic Car Club. I think they based out of Long Beach. They threw a dope event. They fed us. They fed everybody out there for free. They just had to do one by. All right, y'all, dinner served, food served. Y'all, I said they, because I was about to get like, hey, somebody block my spot off. I'm about to drive down and grab me something to eat. I said, they going to feed. I said, I came prepared to buy some food. So I'm standing in line to get the food or whatever. And I'm like, I looked to see what they got. And I'm like, they don't really have nothing that I actually want. They had like chicken, like I think beef or pork ribs. Then they had like rice, green beans. I was like, I'm really not feeling that. I said, you know what? I can't get some rice. And my boy Aleem was like, oh, they got Hawaiian rolls. I was like, rice and rolls. That'll hold me over till we leave. So as I'm standing in line right before I go get my plate, I see over on the side, there's a tent. They frying fish over there under the tent. And I'm looking and I'm like, oh, because ain't nobody over. I'm like, oh, it must be for the car club. You know, the people throwing the event for the actual car club.
Everybody asking you what somebody asked you at the event. Everybody's asking you in the chat.
I'm going to get to it. So is a lady behind me. She runs over. She was like, hey. So she runs over, hug one of the dudes under the tent. And then they talk for a little bit. And then they come back. And again, I'm about to grab my plate. And then the dude, she was like, you can go over and get some fish. Talking to the other dude behind me. So I asked her, I said, hey, is that fish? I said, can we buy that fish? Can you get, is that just for the club? She said, no, you can go get some fish. I wasn't trying to pull what these heifers done pulled with Tab. I'm like, you ain't going to send me over so they can look at me like, get your ass back over in the gym pop line. This is for us.
Yeah.
So I walked over. I was like, excuse me. I said, is this for sale? It was like, we're giving out fish too. I said, you done lied to me. She had some fish, some french fries.
They done lied to you.
Yeah, they done lied to me. So that then opened up the line for fish or whatever. But as soon as I got there, I parked. And yes, there was a dude that came up to me and was like, hey, is that dude out here? Did the white dude come?
No.
As the event, I didn't see him. However, there was enough people.
Explain who the white dude is for people who don't follow you.
So for people that don't follow me on social media, I was at a car meetup a couple of weeks ago, and this older white gentleman comes up. He's standing by my car as I'm like walking around. I take a couple pictures of other people's cars. And long story short, in so many words, he asked me exactly this. Are blacks not into cars? And I took into consideration his age and his generation. He prefaced it at the beginning like, look, I don't want to be offensive or anything. I don't want to offend you. I'm truly just asking. I wanted to ask you this, and hopefully, you know, it's not it doesn't move you the wrong way. I was just wondering if blacks are into cars, because I usually see, he said, I go to a lot of car events and I see you. I've seen you a couple of times, but I never see any other black people. And he was like, I was just wondering, because I don't see them out, but I do see black people like driving classic cars. And we had a conversation. I basically let him know your generation is, for one, black people don't feel comfortable coming to car shows because your generation don't make them feel very welcoming. And we had this conversation. He was very receptive. He voiced his disdain of that. People not being able to feel comfortable because of that. He's like, agreed with me. Like, yeah, that's like a horrible thing. And I even gave him examples of me being out there at that where we were, which happens every Friday. I said, I've even gotten the cold shoulder from people here. I said, but me, I just come for the cars. And then, you know, he said some things that I could have expanded on, but I didn't. He said something about, you know, you would think people can put politics and religion aside and then enjoy something that they both like. That wasn't the time for me to go even deeper. It was like, yeah, you can put politics aside, but we can't. Mm-hmm. Because that, you know, that's a privilege that you have that we don't. But anyway, I didn't go that deep with it. He, like I said, he was very receptive. He's actually president of two different car clubs. And his biggest concern was always diversity. And I told him, I said, the newest one that you are the president of, or I said, even the old one, I said, bring up diversity and wanting more people to be a part of, you know, different races and cultures being a part of the car club. And I said, and see how your brethren, how your people accept it. I said, then you'll understand where I'm coming from. I said, especially if there's none of us in the room. Come over here. But anyway, back to the event. So there was a bunch of people that saw that, of course, that story that I told. Amar, y'all ain't heard nothing I said since he stepped on screen.
He's reading y'all's, Amar's yeah. reading y'all's comments.
He's giving y'all the black fist. So yeah, somebody walked up and asked me if he was out there. He definitely could have been out there and I didn't see him, but I doubt it. It was probably, like I said, that many cars. And then there was other people that came to just to see the car show, just to see the cars. And I say, I don't want to be too far off. To me, because the park was so big and it was so many people, it had to be at least 2,500 to 3,000 people out there.
That many?
It was, the park was packed.
Wow.
They had three lots. They had a parking lot, like concrete, and then they had two fields full of cars, all classic. And it was a good time. I found my Lincoln brethren. I backed in right beside them. It was a big row of them, so we was flossing and stunting. And then there was a Cadillac club that pulled in, and they came in 20 deep, and they parked right across from us.
How often do they do this?
This event's just once a year.
Oh, dope.
But I'm sure there are others. There's a website I could go to see other events. But as far as a black club throwing it, I don't know of any other, like, actual black club. But like I said, everybody was cool. And it was almost like a big-ass family reunion with people that you know, your family that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I was walking around literally taking pictures. I walked past this man. He said, hey, you want a beer? I was like, yeah, I mean, why not? He was like, hey. And then he went to his trunk, opened his trunk, opened his cooler. He's like, here's a beer. He said, hey, man, it's unlocked. He said, you can come back over here. You and your boys, y'all can come get another beer if you want one. I got coolers full of them. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. He ain't never met me. He mm-hmm. didn't introduce himself. I'm just walking by and he offered me a beer. People, you know, it was just a dope event. A beer. Some people brought their own little portable grills, which is, if I known that's what it was, that's what I would have done. They were offering people food that they was cooking. And it was just heartwarming because, as y'all know, I be having these conversations and people act like black people can't have a good time by themselves. Or, you know, can't have a good time. Like, we just savages toward each other. And this is just one of those many examples, things that go on that don't get publicized that much. But this event was so fire. I got Instagram footage. I got vlog footage. It was just such a dope event. It was so dope.
I'm so glad you attended. It was like, I was so glad to hear how happy you were.
It was like Essence, but classic cars. It was, that's what it was like. It was a fire event.
I'm glad you went.
I went too. I cruised down there. Like I said, I had my little issues cruising back. Yeah, me and my boy Aleem, he's got a Camaro. He drove down there. People were shocked that we drove that far because he lives in Santa Clarita. We both live in the valley, and most of those people probably live in L.A., West Covina,
mm-hmm.
a little bit further south, you know. But I don't think there was too many people out there that traveled from, as they said, up north. That's what they said. He drove all the way from up north.
Mm-hmm. all the way from up north. Yeah. Ain't nowhere near Northern California, nah, but not.
But to Long Beach, we way north.
Yeah. I love that. People want to know, did you take pictures?
I took a whole lot of pictures. I took a whole lot of video.
And you better get it all up for you to see. Speaking of pictures and videos, this is a great segue of I love having moments and then also like capturing it, because I think it's just obviously as we get older, one, we ain't gonna remember everything as well as we did, but two, it's a great way to like show our children some of the things that we've done, or just to be able to like have that moment forever, because you can always return back to the picture. Whether it be a baby milestone, like my kids starting up school again and Amar going to kindergarten for the first time, or holiday traditions like us doing Kwanzaa every year and the twins about to start doing sports this year. So all of that. But I know a lot of people struggle with this thing. One, you feel like you'll forget some of the favorite moments because time starts to fly by. Like Amar should still be a baby, but he isn't. Also, where to put all of these stories in these pictures, right? We can't always depend on these apps. We don't know if these apps are going to be around forever. We don't know if Instagram is going to be around forever. And if it goes away, a lot of those memories that you put up there are also gone. Well, that's why I'm so glad that we are sponsored by Dunkin' and Stone Paper Company, because they have a solution for this problem. Dunkin' and Stone Paper Company has created a line of beautifully designed keepsake journals to capture memories that matter the most to your family. Not sure what to write about? They've got you covered. With simple guided prompts and plenty of space for photos, memory keeping can be a simple process. Every stage of life has moments you don't want to forget, which is why they have journals for everyone. Travel journals, reading journals, childhood memory books. They truly have something for everybody. But our personal favorite is their anniversary journal. As we flip through it, we're able to put so many good memories of our 17 years of marriage. There's about 2 pages a year. Then you can capture up to 70 years worth of your time together. Each year includes questions that help you remember what that year meant to you, from the little things like how you spent date nights to bigger things like what you're looking forward to next year. Plus, every 10 years there's a bonus page to document the highlights from the last decade together. And I love how there's space to add a photo of each year so you can look back and see how you've changed and grown together over the years. With this, I love so much because y'all know we commemorate each one of our anniversaries with a trip. So being able to, I mean, we can't keep all the trips in our head. Y'all have heard us multiple times trying to be like, okay, what? One year we went to the Bahamas, didn't we? No, that was a family trip, not an anniversary trip. But this allows us to be able to keep it so that our memories aren't getting all confused and just clustered in our head. So why Dunkin' Stone over competitors? Okay, here's the thing. There's a lot of journals out there that can help you share your stories. But what makes Dunkin' Stone unique is that their books are gorgeous. They are so pretty. As in, you actually want to display them on a coffee table bookshelf because the linen cloth covers and gold embossing are so beautiful. And unlike a lot of high-end stationery products, they have intentionally priced their products so capturing your life experience, it doesn't break the bank. These journals are absolutely something we'll cherish for years to come, and we want you to experience them for yourself. Right now, we have a special offer for listeners. Get 20% off your first order with promo code ARGUMENT20.
ARGUMENT20.
And did we mention that they offer free shipping for any order over $49? You know we're suckers for free shipping, okay? Head to www.dunkinandstone.com to start your memory-making journey today. Okay. So, why was the on me? What's got me feeling good is that I threw a pre-treat for my girls of Mocha Mom San Fernando Valley. I'm going to show y'all something really quickly, but just know I'll go more in depth with it on my Instagram. Babe, or Amar, or no, Kai, real quick. Walk across camera.
Kai, come here.
And grab that pink purse. Also grab my other purse, too. That's right there. Y'all, this was an idea that I had, I've had for almost over a year. I already told y'all the reason why I wanted to throw it. Excuse me. This year in particular is our 10-year anniversary. And so when I tell you, I'm going to break down what the event was. The thing that I'm going to do a video, however, on is the retreat bag that I had custom made for the chapter. We fashioned it after the Marc Jacobs, the tote bag. But then we have the initials of our chapter, MMSFV. We have a 5-year-old in the building. But on my channel, I will let you all know, not my channel, on my Instagram and TikTok, I will tell y'all all the goodies that were in the bag for each person, as We had a little personalized touch. It was just fantastic. But anyways, the actual pre-treat, the way we had it was that it was at a clubhouse that overlooked all of the San Fernando Valley. There was a pool. Now, we didn't have access to the pool because I didn't trust these women like that. There was a pool that was a part of the scenic view. I rented out the whole entire clubhouse. So there was one area that was called the dining room area that had a firewood pizza oven, which we thought we were going to use a lot, but that pizza cooked so dang slow that we ended up stopped using it. But people, when they arrived, there was a welcome table that I had somebody work in the welcome table. They got a name tag with their own little pink pen that they got to keep because the colors of Mocha Moms is pink and brown. They got a card that we called an affirmation card. On that card, I asked them to write down something they would want a Black mother to know or to be told to make them feel better, to affirm them, right? And then there were a little piece of paper that had like a loop on it that we called a manifestation card. And with that, I had them put what's something they want to manifest this year. They took those little cards and hung them on these like little trees. They were little jewelry trees. And I was like, I told the presidents, I said, y'all can keep these. And at the end of the year, we can find out who actually was able to make happen or what manifested in people's lives that they wanted to have manifest. The affirmation cards went into a box that at the end of the pre-treat, people pulled a card out of the box for themselves. So it was something that someone else wrote, but it was a message for them. Anyways, after arrival, which took, we gave them 45 minutes to arrive. We did a welcome at 3:45, and then I did an icebreaker. The icebreaker was Mocha Mom San Fernando Valley Bingo. I created bingo cards. Kennedy designed the layout. I put the questions in there. And, rewind. Also at the welcome table, you were given your team color wristband. So there was a red team, a green team, a blue team, a yellow team, and an orange team. And so you got a wristband depending on what your team color was based off your team color. So for the icebreaker, you had to find your team. You were given one bingo card, and you had to get bingo either diagonally or straight across or however have you based off of your team member. So there were things be like, you're a single mom, you're a mom with only one child, this is your first year in the chapter, you've been a member since 2015, this is your first retreat, you've attended multiple retreats, you've gone to a chapter meeting this year, like there was... You've been a chapter president. You've been on the e-board. So you tried to get bingo based off of who's in your group that can fit certain categories. After that, they went outside to the grassy area where there was a sound bath. We hired a Black practitioner, really lovely young lady named Jasmine Amira. She led them on a 20-minute sound bath. If you don't know what that is, it's just a form of meditation that uses like beautiful sounds to kind of just lead you and guide you through a meditation. I had people bring their yoga mats, blankets, so they were all laid out in the grass under the sun. The weather was perfect, and those women just looked so beautifully relaxed. Then when they woke up from their sound bath is when I hit them with the America's Favorite Mom. She did a whole little sermon. We did the picture, came back in. We played another game called We Have Something in Common, where in your groups, you had to create a list as fast as you could, as long as you could, of things that everybody in your group had in common. So they could obviously put, we're all Black, because everybody in the organization is, and our chapter is Black. We all have children. We're all women. But also they could be like, we're all from the East Coast, if that's the case. After that, one of the members of the group created this dance to They Not Like Us that is like the chapter dance to it. It was a little too long, but I let her have 10 minutes to try to teach it. Then after that, we played culture tags. We were supposed to do other things, but by this time, Kennedy is just sweaty from pulling pizzas out in and out of the oven, in and out of the oven. I was like, let's hand out these affirmation cards, okay, and then hand out the retreat bags and let people go. But I said, y'all better help clean up first. So the retreat bag give out took a little bit long, took kind of long because each bag has its, your name is on your bag. So you had to get your bag because your name was on it. So that took a little bit of time, but everybody, I had a lot of help cleaning up. The space looked better than it than when we got there, when we left. So I was just glad that it went off without a hitch. I mean, you know, people got on my nerves, but outside of that, it felt like a true labor of love. And I realized I am really good at throwing events.
Mm-hmm.
I am.
Yeah.
Meaningful curated events.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never do it again, but I'm so glad that I did it. I'm so glad. It was my little love letter to the chapter. But yeah, that was my last hurrah. And I'm glad. I mean, everybody got to make their own little pizzas, their own little personalized pizzas. And what else? And then we had these great signature drinks that people got to have. The details came together. You hear me? Mm-hmm. Came together. It was good. So that's what has me feeling good, that that happened. And the house is rid of all of the stuff.
Not all of it.
What else
is there? Stuff in the garage.
What?
Them styrofoam.
They are in my truck.
Okay, I haven't walked through the house.
Yeah,
I'm excited about that.
That's what I was doing when
we'll be able to see the true feeling of it tomorrow evening after the trash has come and
oh well, yeah, all the stuff from that, all those boxes, all the styrofoam,
y'all, our house,
it's in my truck,
living room and garage and refrigerators was full of stuff.
So yes, that thing went over well. Got to meet a bunch of women that I didn't know.
Sounds awful.
This has got me feeling good. It's done. So this weekend in Vegas, I plan on having a good time. I said, I don't want nobody asking me, so what is supposed to be happening next? Ask the other two co-chairs, my other two co-chairs that are doing the Las Vegas portion. They have that part under control, so I can be more neutral this time around. And I'll be with my girls, Quinn and Lauren. We're going to have a good time. Good time.
Once again, leaving this punk ass dog with me.
Oh, if you want, I can put her in a. You want me board her?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
We gotta set. Then Kennedy, we need to get her last shot. So I gotta find a vet for Lala. Look at that. You see that?
Praise Jesus! I want that every time you gone.
Okay. I want you to do the same thing with the cars because okay. They're in the
Hey,
way.
You ain't said nothing but a word.
Board them every time.
Yeah, I will ship them.
No, it got to be in a reasonable price. My boarding only costs $30.
No, they're coming with me. You said it already. It don't matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it make me want to bite you. Anyways.
See, I was about to say, shake my ass.
It's I just want to not you make me want to know the lyrics of your wife's songs. Yeah. Okay, to piggyback off of what we talked about last week. Oh, my goodness. We're almost at the end. And we just now at the main topic?
You was long-winded.
So were you.
Because you was being, I was just matching your energy.
You make me want to, you do make me want to slap you. Kai, can you please close this door? Kai has really been on some wanting to spend time with us.
He has. He's been like that for me. Hey, Kai. Sorry, y'all. Kai.
Close the door.
Close the door, baby. Sorry, I didn't mean to yell in y'all's ear. He's been like that, not as far as leaving the house. He's done it a couple times. Actually, him and Sai, which is always shocking. But it's me working out. He's usually the first one to come into the garage.
Yeah.
And then eventually, Amar will just be in there, but he usually won't be caring about working out until Kai comes out there, and then Sai will join. And then it turns into me and them working out, or me trying not to make sure that they don't get hurt, and me trying to work out. But I understand, like, I appreciate them, you know, just the company and them wanting to be around me. So I'm just like, I just have a piss poor workout this week.
So what I was going to say, the topic would be, and no. Actually, let's not waste our time on that. And when I say waste is because we won't have enough time to really cover it the way I want to. What I want to do, and hopefully I'll be able to find it here in a couple of seconds. I doubt it because I just realized this just went back to the beginning. Anyways, I've been saying I wanted us to update everybody on our life wheel of 1 to 10, how we feel like things are going. Okay, perfect. I found one. Life wheel of balance. Wheel of life balance, excuse me. If y'all don't remember, at the top of the year, we did a thing with you all where you look at this wheel that has different categories of your life, whether it be physical health, career, finance, friends, romance. The one that I'm looking at in front of us is not exactly the same. This one has health, emotional, physical, environmental, financial, career, social, and mental. I'm going to actually see if I can find a better one. I want to see what our life is looking like now, and then hopefully in post I can have Bree put in what we said before, because that's what I was looking for inside of, what's that thing called, inside of Patreon, but I couldn't find it. Okay, August 19, 2024, 1 out of 10, how are you feeling about your finances?
If I'm being realistic, I put it at a 5. I'm not mad at where it's at, but I do want to improve it.
I feel like I'm like at a 4.
Mm-hmm.
At a blessed 4.
But a 4 nonetheless.
But definitely a 4. But when I say 4, I still feel extremely blessed to be in the position I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great, I'm grateful for that 4, but I've been better.
Yeah.
A lot better. And things didn't go, you know, things haven't gone this year exactly the way I wanted it. But again, it's all a very blessed place to be in.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't want to overshadow the low number for, you know, overshadow it with me, not, you know, putting out there. I definitely still feel blessed.
I would say mine is a 5. But I actually have a bunch of streams of passive income. But they are not enough. I would like for my passive income to pass where my active income is today.
I'd probably be at a 3. I feel you on that. And what I mean by that is that I feel as though we don't have a good enough grasp. And I found the wheel of life, praise God. I don't have like a good enough grasp, I feel like, on what I want my financial picture to look like and the steps to take them to get there.
So that's why when you even brought this up, because we originally wasn't going to do this, when you brought this up, I started the year off bad. Usually at the top of the year. You know, people do vision boards. Mine, I don't really consider it that, but I do list out attainable goals that I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I basically list out what I want to progress in,
mm-hmm.
what I want to achieve. Also write down how I want to better myself.
Yeah.
And I write it down in a tablet and I keep that. I read over it. I pray over it. I constantly reopen that. I add stuff to it through the year, and that gives me a plan. It mm-hmm. gives me a map to navigate through the year. And the first time I did it and the amount of things that came to pass on that list, it was a little scary.
Mm-hmm.
But that list consistently works.
Yeah.
And I struggled to sit down and do it this year, and I also struggled to come up what I wanted on the list this year.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I never made it. And I felt lost all year. I didn't have my map, and I feel like I feel lost all year long.
I believe it.
And even in this moment, I still feel lost.
I did find the episode that we talked about this in, so I will make sure that I have Bree include what we said. I was looking cute that day, honey. But so that we can hopefully compare what we said versus now.
Oh, yeah, I still never heard of that. I said, what shirt do I have on?
Karl Lagerfeld.
I never heard of that dude.
When I tell you, I thought that shirt, the shirt in the video that I'm talking about that we're going to insert, I thought was Karl Kanai when I bought it for my husband. And then after I was bringing it out, I said, nope, this is a white designer. That's all right. The shirt is cute.
Never known. Don't know anything about that man.
Well, so these are the things that I look back at and it blows my mind. What? On that shirt is the Eiffel Tower.
Ah.
Marcus ain't never had no Paris themed shirt.
Mm-hmm. Ever.
Things like that just be
I seen the Eiffel Tower though. I ain't go to it.
Right. We saw it though. It with our own bare eyeballs.
Right there.
With our own bare eyeballs. Okay, so let's go to career.
Put that at a 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I put that low as far as satisfactory because I am not where I want to be, nor am I 100% sure where I want to be. I want to say seeing the path to get there more clearly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would say that's a tricky one. In this moment, I would say probably at a 3 or 4. However, that number, I would say 3 or 4 just currently. However, I see the things that I'm working on. I'm not worried about that being as low currently.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I feel like, okay, this has potential to change or boost. But right now I'm going to say like 3.5, 4.
I'm sorry. It's so low. Yeah. Mine would
be a blessed 3.5, 4.
Yeah. My career, is 8. A lot of that is because I almost feel like I'm on a hamster wheel. I did make some progress obviously last year, but I still feel hamster wheelish. That's not how I want to feel. I want my business to feel like a business. I want my goals to be actionable. I want to scale. Mine would be a 6. I'm feeling really strong in the area of content creator. Feel like my feet are planted. I feel like even just in the past month, I'm seeing consistent growth. I'm doing better at how I post. I feel stronger in the voice that I want to have inside of the space of content creation. The missing 4 has to do with other areas of my life. Acting, I miss it. Being a rapper, finishing up this daggone EP is a part of the thing that I'm like, I think once the ball is back moving, we're supposed to be getting in the studio next month. That'll tick it up some. So those are the things that I feel like greatly affect how I feel about, you know, my career. But as far as in content creation, I feel like I'm finally finding my stride and I don't have to second guess myself anymore. And I'm holding myself accountable better. Mm-hmm. Okay, fun and recreation was one. And I know what your score was before, but I want to hear what your score is now.
It's a 7, but it's not a priority. Yeah, as of right now, I guess it would probably be different if I still had my 9-to-5 and like miserable at work.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a higher priority. Even if it was low as satisfactory, it would be a higher priority.
Mm-hmm.
But as of right now, moving over to a career, going from a career that I didn't absolutely love anymore to doing something, granted, I don't feel like I'm living out my wildest dreams,
mm-hmm.
but I definitely don't mind being, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, this is something I am excited about.
I would put it at a 7-8. Just because as far as, like, I just like to relax. I like to chill. Prime example, went to that car show yesterday. And it was a good time. And that's the first time I've ever done that. I went to a car show. I pulled my chair out of my trunk and I sat and just watched. I never do that. Usually I go to a car show. I park, get out, look at the cars, do me a couple laps, spend about an hour or two. I get in and I go riding. But driving all the way to Long Beach was enough riding. So I was like, I'm going to be here for the day. Because I usually don't sit still long enough. But that was a different experience. But what I would consider fun is, hell, sitting in the backyard, gazing upon the view. And
why haven't you brought out your telescope more?
My back. I got to carry that thing. Uh-huh. I started to pull it out last night, though, because it was so clear. But I was so tired. I'm back. I can do it now. But, yeah, then, you know, we was traveling and stuff.
It's so light is the only reason why I'm surprised that your back is
the
thing.
The telescope is light. The base is heavy.
Oh.
Yeah, their base got some weight to it.
Okay. What you said in this, I'm watching the, as we do this, I am watching the old episode or listening to it. You said that it would be a higher score. You gave it a 7 before if you prioritized it.
More. Oh, my fun. And
I said it. Like
I said it because it sounded good.
Do you?
Nah. I don't prioritize it. I still haven't. I said I was I take it back. I started lately, since we've came off vacation, I started to do stuff. When I come up with something or think of something, I'm like, no, I'm just going to do this because this is what I want to do. Mm-hmm. So when I try to think to prioritize, I don't think, oh, what's going to be fun to do? I was telling Angel, as much as it relaxes me, I'm going to hate the fact that I got to watch both my classic cars. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'm still going to enjoy it because I'm just going to be the music playing. I'm going to be in the driveway, taking my time in no rush, have me a drink, have and just relaxing. I'm still going to enjoy it, but I dread the fact of having to do that.
I gave myself a 7 last time. So he has a hobby that he deals with at least once a week, if not more, where I don't really have one. So that's why mine is a 7, and I want to improve it this year. I'm not happy with it at a 7. I think it's moved up to like 8. Because this year I have done so much more things, more recreation than what I feel like in previous years. Like the fact that I'm going on the retreat, I don't go on the Mocha Mom retreats. Like I'm actually doing it. I'm excited. I feel like my girlfriends have came over more, which probably falls in more so into friendship, which we'll get to. But I feel like I have done better. Now, the one thing I still... What just happened? Oh, no. I was like, why is Kevin yelling in my ear? I really do wish I was doing my dance classes, though. I still haven't figured out a way to put that into my schedule. But I think once I figure out how to do that and we found some dance studios that do adult classes near us, I'm going to be at a 10. Mm-hmm. I'm going to love it. Okay.
Yeah, also,
oh, go ahead.
Just with the telescope thing. Summer skies ain't as clear as fall and winter skies. I think it's the haze from more traffic, and the days are longer, so it's daylight longer. Mm-hmm. It gets darker a lot sooner in fall and winter, so you get that deep, dark sky earlier in the night versus, you know, summer. But, yeah, somebody said get the chair and the carry the base. No. I ain't about to risk them dropping something. What?
Oh, nothing. I just want you to know, career, you gave a 3 before.
Yeah, I attribute that all to me not planning this year out the way I usually do. Yeah, all of that. Like when I write down my stuff, it'll be career. It'll be stuff I want to do for fun and enjoy myself. It'll be stuff I want to do with family, the type of, you know, improvement I want to be as a husband, as a father, as a person. I write down all of that stuff.
Okay, so how do you feel about your health now?
Health, I'm going to put at a 6. Mine is at a 6. It's, I'm not 100% happy where I'm health-wise, but like Angel said, it's like I don't have any serious injuries or health issues, and there's room for improvement.
I would put it at a 4. Just because I was, a lot of y'all know I had a back injury earlier this year. I've come a long way since then. I'm back to working out and everything. But what pissed me off about that is I was doing everything I was supposed to and still injured and still got injured. That truly pisses me off. But it's a 4. But at the same time, it's like I'm still strong. I'm still very mobile. Even the physical therapy, I'm going to have to tell him they either got to pull back or I'm going to stop doing physical therapy for the moment until I heal a little more, because the stuff they got me doing is like it's a lot. And it's strenuous. And even Cameron, that's our little niece, she even told me, she was like, no, the one that they assigned to me, they was like, yeah, they see, he's one of those, he will, if he sees you will push yourself, he will make sure he pushes you to the limit. Because he was even like, you go 100% in everything we do. I'm like, I know it's physical therapy, but it's also a workout. I'm like, yeah. And then the next day I was like, nah, this don't feel, I'm listening to my body and my gut And I'm like, nah, I'm not doing that no more. They're going to have to pull all the way back until mm-hmm. I get further along, depending on what is going on in my back, heals a little more before I start doing the stuff that they have me doing. Because I still do back workouts at the house, but I'm not doing the hardcore core stuff that they have me doing.
Yeah.
But I am doing core stuff, but it don't, you know, agitate nothing.
Mine is a 9. I mean, the only thing I want to change is I want to get off some of this weight. I put myself at a 7 now for health. One, because I haven't been working out.
Mm-hmm. I have. That's the thing.
mentally, I still think I'm doing good. Excuse me. And emotionally, I don't feel like I'm, for lack of a better term, constipated in those areas. I did, since we did the episode that I'm referencing, I did have a procedure done that my Patreon knows about that jump-started me, but I haven't been doing my part since the summer began, but I know I will pick up that part. So I think 7, and knowing that I can get to a 9 easily, yeah. I just need to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, family.
9. Oh, the boys, I put it at a 9 because, like, it's we've had time during the break, but, like, while they're in school and stuff, I've been able to do things with them, just be outside with them and have fun, have conversations with them. Angel, we spend a lot of time together.
I was going to say, I put it at an 8 or 9. I was going to take it to 8 or 9, especially since after the summer, being around the kids more, being out front with them more, then seeing them doing things that they want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, just especially during the school year, it's just ripping and running, and it's hard to sit and enjoy your time as family. Because I understand when the weekend comes, these kids, they at school all day, they got stuff after school. Mm-hmm. Saturday, they got things they got to do, and it's like they drain, and I'm drained from taking them to do all this stuff, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's just like, it's kind of like you just going through the motions until the weekend. And then the weekend, you just like, yeah, you do your thing, I'm going to do my thing.
I gave my family a 10. I really love how much I'm able to be active with the kids, but they are not my whole life. It is the work-life balance that I've always wanted.
I would say my family's at a 9. Yeah. I actually might give it a 10. 10.
Yeah.
Only thing I would change right now is I want to talk to my sister Jackie more. Outside of that, I am really happy. I'm happy with the boys. I'm happy with my mom. Yeah, I feel so blessed. We spent a little time in Kentucky. My nephew came out here, which is something that I'm so glad I was able to do. And I gave my family a 10 before. I think we still doing good. That's the mm-hmm. score I gave before. So yeah, I just feel so blessed when it comes to my family, even with this 5-year-old draped across the back of my chair right now. I got a new guy baby since the last time we did this. So yeah, I'm grateful. Okay. Next one. Next category. Amar, could you please get down?
Oh.
Friendships.
Friends, I'm going to put that at a 10. You know, we all spread out across the United States, but when we do tap in, it's like we pick right up where we left off.
Friendships, I put at a 10.
The people.
Yeah.
Tell me 10. I don't think that's what you gave it before, but I'm
not. Probably not, but the people, my close friends, people from back home and stuff, granted, we don't talk all that much, but when we do, it's always something of substance, and I always feel good after talking to people.
You feel like do you feel like there's any friendships that have fallen off this year?
There's some that's moved to a different category.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. But I mean, it ain't affecting me none. It's, it ain't affecting me none.
I think I put my friends at an 8. Love the time I get to share with them. Because of the pandemic and stuff, it was hard for me to get back into the routine of like having time cut out for my friends. Like, we have to be intentional.
I think my friendships are at a 9. My California friendships, I think, are doing great.
Mm-hmm.
I think are going great. My
long distance friendships, they're doing pretty good. The only thing that I would want to add to raise it up is that I still feel like we haven't mastered being able to see people who don't live here that don't live in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, other than when we were on tour, we have never gone to Atlanta to see Shonda and Eric. Yeah.
No, I'm saying I wanted to do that.
Yeah. So that's the only part that I would want to correct. My friends out east have more kids my kids' age
mm-hmm.
than my friends here. My friends here, little Marcus is kind of like on his own in a way. But, yeah, that's what I would change. All right. And I'm trying to
think. Yeah, like even like my boy Greg, we haven't talked, not Goosby, but my boy, one of my best friends, Greg. We talked maybe twice this year so far, but again, it's like we just do a quick catch up. They watch our content, so him and Danielle, his wife. But it's like, again, it's always good. Like, man, I'm glad I talked to you mm-hmm. again. But Eric, like, that's my boy, Shonda, James. Like, it just, yeah, we just have real good conversations when we do talk. And it's like, you always feel, it's never felt like we haven't talked in a long time when we talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I put it so high.
What about romance?
I was going to put it at a solid 5. Even like earlier on, like dating, like romance for us was never like, ooh, let's go out. Like, what is that? What do we define as romance? Now I get you flowers a lot more often.
I don't know.
I think that was the most volatile, meaning it it goes yeah. up and down
yeah.
more frequently it's, than the rest.
It's an unstable line. It's sodium. That's what it is. It's
I feel like it has more.
It is pure form, meaning that explosive.
That one has the other areas have more effect on romance than romance has an effect on the other areas.
Yeah.
Because our romance could be great, but family could be
right
trash. But if our family is trash, our romance is definitely going. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's just the way they affect each other. But I'm not mad at all about where we're at. I don't feel like we've been in any type of drought long enough to be worried. Yes, baby. First of all, talk all right. to me like a big boy.
Have some of Kai's if he ain't ate all of it. Y'all can share it.
Okay. You can have a little bit of candy.
All right. We wrapping this up. I feel like we.
What's your score for your romance?
I don't. 5.
God, dog. 5?
Oh, you saying just currently right now?
Well, shoot. 5 is just low as hell.
Nah. Let me see. I was trying to just go middle of the barrel. I was like, that's neutral. Nah.
It's not. That's a terrible score. I'll go first. I'll give us
let me finish.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
I think I put that at like a 6. We don't really do romance.
No, we don't.
So that's why it's low. A 7.
A 7?
Yes.
I gave it a 7 last time, didn't I?
Oh, I didn't get a chance to listen to it to speed us up some.
Now I put it at a 7. I would.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even with the busyness. Actually, that seemed to help everything.
It's the high frequency, but inconsistency.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It's, yeah.
Next, in the last one that we'll do, oh my God, it flew out of my head. Romance. We did career. We did friends. We did family. There is one more, and I had it. Oh, well. Dang it. I had it. I was like, and this is the last one. I ain't going to be able to get it. Nah, it wasn't that. Oh, well. Jesus, help me, Father God. It's gone. Because I was like, okay, Angel, that one and y'all can close out. Well, how has y'all's life been going in 2024? We're over halfway through. Do you feel like you've made any progress towards the things that you want? Do you feel like you're moving closer to your goals, further away from your goals? And is there any tips that y'all want to share with us to be able to get us closer to having tens across the board? Or is that not attainable? Is the perfect life not attainable? That's an interesting question. Speaking of tens, we're going to close this out with 10 out of 10 recommend. This is a segment we haven't done in a while. This is where we recommend something that we've either been trying, doing, experienced. I will go first while you go. I don't think, and somebody said, was it faith? I don't think faith was one of the categories. I really honestly can't remember what it was, but that's all right. 10 out of 10 recommend. I have read 3 books over this summer. And one of the books I would like to recommend is Curvy Girl Summer. Curvy Girl Summer is by, I think, an author named Danielle. You'll be able to find it once you type in Curvy Girl Summer. I think it's gotten mixed reviews. What I will say is the only thing that would make it not a 10 out of 10, there is predictability off jump. In a lot of some repetitiveness that is just like, well, I feel like this moment keeps happening over and over again. However, I will say when it comes to a romance novel, there is a level of predictability that I would want. It's kind of like a Hallmark movie. In a Hallmark movie, there's certain things, key elements that got to be hit, or you're not a Hallmark movie, or you're not a Lifetime movie, where I feel like romance novels, there's certain key points that they have to hit, or it's not a romance novel, and predictability is a part of that. What I know for me, the reason why I recommend it, Danielle Allen is her name. The reason why I recommend it is that when it comes to our romance, being able to even be in the mind frame of romance is helpful for me with this, because we are usually, there's not usually a whole lot of buildup that gets to happen. It's usually like, we can do it now. Let's do it now. Where these books are like solo foreplay for me so that it is easier for me to shift gears when he wants to shift gears. So I recommend the book more so for your romantic life. But even if you don't have a romantic life happening, the book is really fun. So shout out to Danielle Allen. What about you?
I've been trying to think of this ever since you brought it up. What's something?
If you know the name of the car club, you can recommend them.
Oh, I think it's Black. Hold on. It's called Black Classics Car Club. But yeah, because we ain't been watching. I started watching who was that show? The Godfather of Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's in 3 seasons. I think I'm on the 2nd season. Just to see what that was about. I'm not the sorry, I won't say it. Yeah, so it's, I mean, but I ain't been doing nothing new or different because, again, I feel like I haven't been in my normal routine since mid-June.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So.
So nothing new done popped off.
No, not really.
Well, all right. Well, we're going to end today's episode, and we'll be back next week. Hopefully, our editor will be able to chop together the bit of a mess that we made in the middle of our main topic, because I didn't do what I was supposed to do, which was look up what our scores were, but I still wanted to talk about it. Next week, we will move on to our twins and talking about helping them, how we would differently help them navigate the dating scenario than what we did with what we are doing with our son, Marcus. If you aren't a part of our Patreon and you really want to know what procedure I got done, then you're going to have to join our Patreon. You're going to have to be nosy. You're going to have to pay for your nosiness because it's $5, okay? Actually, I'm going to talk to them about my before and after and how it went right after we end this episode. But make sure you check out our sponsors, BetterHelp, at betterhelp.com/argue.
And argue.
DuncanandStone.com with the promo code argument20.
Argument20.
So we thank you all for watching. Make sure you like this video or leave us a good old review on Apple Podcasts. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Y'all have a good one, fam.